Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Mark's Remarks, another part of my French Connection interview series that I've been doing this past year with the URI women's basketball program. And so this week, I am pleased to be joined on the show by a relative newcomer to the University of Rhode Island, one of the newest and youngest members of the Rhode Island women's basketball program. I am joined by freshman forward, Palmier Mbu. Palmier, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing fine. I'm very happy that you took the time to want to come talk about all of this. I'm very curious to hear some of your experiences, because throughout this project, I've had the opportunity to talk to a number of people that have been a part of this program for a long time, as this the length that I'm looking into is over like a 6 year or so period. So to be able to sit down and talk to someone who is brand new to this program and are one of the newest pieces that are to hopefully continue growing this program and seeing it reap a lot of success down the line. So when I got to look at the roster and got to try and think of different angles of how I wanted to approach this project, when I saw players like yourself, I was like, you know what, this would be interesting, because this is like the newest, like this is the most recent example of how the coaches have been going about their recruiting. So that was something that jumped out at me. But I mean, to kind of start there, I'm curious, how did basketball really begin for you? How did you find yourself starting on this journey to becoming a college athlete and becoming one in the United States? Just where did all of this begin for you?
So I started basketball when I was young, I would say about 6 years old. I always been like around basketball courts because my two brothers used to play too. So I think I just wanted to do like them, and I started playing. I started at first for fun, and then it became more and more serious. But yeah, that's how I started.
And at what point, at what age did you start playing with a team? Did you play for like a local town team, or did your parents want to invest the money and put you into an academy to try and get you on the right track to really taking it seriously? At what age did this kind of start?
So at first I was playing like for the team of my town. So like where I was born and where I used to live. And like around 12 years old, I think I've been to kind of like an academy, if we can say that, like a boarding school, where like we would go to school and practice like one or twice a day. And I think that is where like it's became more serious, but yeah.
So was basketball like very popular in your town, or were you one of the only girls that were really trying to get into it? Because I know that basketball has been growing exponentially in France over the past few years, but I know that it's still scattered a little bit, and that people still enjoy soccer and still enjoy a bunch of other sports as well.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, I was maybe like the only girl in my school playing basketball. Like it's more about soccer in France, but yes, the sport is really growing, and especially with all the players that are playing now in the NBA, the French players, so it's really growing in France.
And so you said you went to a boarding school to really try and continue this academic and athletics push together. And as that's going on, you're starting to play at a much more competitive level and starting to grow and starting to improve your overall skills. What point then was the conversation sort of switching to, I want to pursue basketball beyond just like playing it at the school and trying to get an education as well? I want to try and take it to that next level. And was there a point where you were thinking about just going pro rather than coming to the United States and playing college basketball?
Yes, I think in high school, it's where I really had that. I really start to have that dream of playing like professional and make basketball my job. And I've played in France, like in clubs after high school, but I've chose like college because of Rhode Island, like the school and the coaches. And I think like it like college is really great for individual like development as a player and as a person also. So that's why it's still my dream, but that's why I chose it like this path.
Did your parents like the idea of wanting to come to the United States to play basketball? Where did the fact that you were able to still get a big education while playing basketball at a super competitive level, did that help make the decision a little bit easier for them to get on your side? Because obviously, seeing their baby go 3,000 miles away across the Atlantic Ocean to a country I can imagine, or had you been to the United States before this?
Yeah, I've been on vacation before that,
Oh,
but
so then
I've never been here.
yeah, so your family has at least some experience of coming to the US, but more or less, what ultimately got them to be okay with you wanting to do this and wanting to come to URI?
I think the first point is really the education point because in France it's a little bit more difficult to study and play basketball at a great level. Like we don't have the same system as here. So of course they were very happy that I get to have a scholarship and study in the United States and having a degree. So of course, and then I would say like because I would like I was about to be with girls that I played before, like I already knew. It was kind of new to be in the United States, but I still have like things that I can relate, like girls that I know and coaches, so that was great for them.
So you said that you knew players that were going to be at URI prior to coming. Who were they?
I knew Ines because we've played together like in high school for 3 years, I think. And we played together in national team too. And Anael too. So I knew them before.
And so were they sort of, in a way, we're helping the recruitment process or trying to recruit you to come play at URI before you had ultimately made the final decision? What was the overall sort of recruitment process like when it came to trying to choose URI?
I think it was more like all the discussions I had with Coach Adeni that make me choose URI. And of course, I get to like ask questions to the girls so that I knew what I was about to like see when I will come like in URI. So it really helped because like just to know more about the school, how the like how the life, like the everyday life is, the practices, because it's very different from what we do in France. So it really helped me to have like Coach Adeni explain to me everything and also the girls. So.
Well, what were some of the key differences that you noticed? Because that's something that I'm interested in, is learning at least a bit more of how the game and just how a lot of these programs are set up that's so different from the way they do it over in Europe. So, I mean, if you remember, what were some of those big differences that Coach Amadou had to try and explain to you to help you figure out before you came out here?
I would say like the biggest difference is the season is very short here. It's very short and intense. Like we get to play two times in the same week, so it's very intense. And like the conference season is very short too, compared to France. So you get to like less day to rest before the next game. Also, I would say that here we work way more like individual workouts. So we work more on the individual development than in France, I would say, thanks to the coaches too. And also, like, the life is really different because you get to be a student athlete. So you get to go to class and to like to really practice a lot. So that's really different too.
When it comes to that individual style training, where they're really trying to put the focus on you as a person, really trying to grow, how big of a boost is that, knowing that these coaches have fitness plans for you, nutritional plans for you, and all of these different things that are much more individually personalized rather than a team-oriented thing? Is that something that, I mean, you kind of alluded to it, that it's not that common. How much of that really has boosted you as a player in your short time here so far?
I would say like it's a great thing. Like it's not something we could take for granted because the coaches really put time and effort for those workouts and all the work around like team practices. And it's just great because I think we all comes like with different goals and the coaches do the best to like help us achieve those goals. So it's great.
And one thing Coach Amadou talked about when I talked to him a few, like a month or two ago, was a lot of how there's almost a reputation about the URI women's basketball program in France because of the fact that there had been so many players coming through, going home, and then telling other young ladies that, oh, this is a great opportunity for you if you want to come play in the United States. And clearly, Inez and NIL attested that to you. But I'm curious, was there at any other point you were looking at other universities or speaking with other coaches, or was it always just talking to Coach Amadou and that was with URI being the main option for you the entire process?
I think like yeah, URI was the main option. Like I was really looking to come here and like work with this team. So yeah, it was really like the main thing.
And amongst your peers and other and teammates and opponents that you've played alongside in France that are also in this sort of position where they're debating whether they want to turn professional, if they want to take a chance and go play in the United States. From your perspective, is URI, when you've spoken to your teammates and your opponents, like when you're playing for your club teams back in France,
Oh,
does
yeah, definitely.
everybody know about URI women's basketball and the fact that it's now becoming a storied, almost French success program in the United States?
I think that yes, more and more people, more and more girls in France get to know URI because also we start to have girls that graduated from URI, for example, like Emmanuel Tan or other girls that are coming back in France and are playing like professionals, and they are really like doing a great job in France. So I think that it just give kind of a proof that it's a great program and a great thing for player development. So of course, yeah.
And so what was your first conversation with Coach Reese like? Because I know because of her commitments with the Olympics and doing a lot of things that she didn't have as much of a hands-on approach to recruiting abroad, particularly in France, that was more Coach Amadou's department. But when you ultimately decided to come play for URI and you had your first initial conversations with Coach Reese, what were those like? What were some of the things that the two of you talked about?
I think that at first I was even surprised because she really wanted to know more about me, like as a person. Like she asked me a lot of questions about my family, like my hometown, what I like, or like things like that. And then we talk about basketball, about like how it's gonna be in URI and everything. So it was a great like first discussion that we had together.
And those sort of first impressions, coupled with, I would imagine, a difficult acclimation period when you first moved to campus. But having a coach that really cares and wants to learn more about you as a person, did that help at all, that initial transition period of when you first got with the team and was going through that like summer camp with the workouts and everything and really trying to get comfortable in this new place?
Yes, of course, like when I arrived at, like even if I knew how it's gonna be a little bit, but it was really new for me, like the language barrier too. Like I spoke English, but like it was hard at first. So I think that I was feeling very welcome from like the girls and the coaching staff. So it's really helped, like coming from France to the US, that the coaches really care about you as an individual too. So that was great.
Yeah, well, clearly your English has continued to get better. You're clearly very comfortable holding
Thank you.
during this. But I'm curious, just your initial reactions, conversations, getting to know a lot of the American players, because I can imagine that you have that sense of comfortability when you're around players like Inez, NIL, the your compatriots, if you will, but you're getting used to sharing a locker room with girls from rural New York or other parts of the United States. And so I'm curious, what were some of your initial experiences like working with players like Sophie Phillips, and how did especially the older American players that have been here for a couple seasons and have played for Coach Reese and Coach Amadou and kind of understand what this campus culture is like and how they interact with women's basketball, how did those players help make your transition easier?
I think they really helped me, like, even the first few weeks, because it was a lot of new things, especially, like, in practice, new, like, basketball words that I used to say in French, but now we have to say in English, all the drills and everything that I think that the girls that have been here for a few years, they really helped me understand how it is here, and it's been really, like, helpful, because they knew, like, everything, and they took really the time to explain to the newcomers, and it was not only me, like, there was also other freshmen also coming from Europe, so it's just great, because everybody was welcoming and were very patient, and that really helped me.
And so then, once the actual work got started, and the preparation for the season began, and you got back to doing what you do best and why you were here, as you were kind of acclimating to the rest of your life coming into URI and getting used to student life, being on campus, how did basketball serve as almost like a refuge for you? How did basketball help make your entire transition as a student and as a student athlete, but in particular a student, how did that make it a little bit easier to adjust to everything else that comes with being a student athlete at URI, like going to class and being a part of campus, like going to the dining halls and so on? Like, being a part of that team, I imagine, really helped those adjustments come easier than just kind of facing it on your own.
Yes, I think I understood, but of course, being part of a team is really helpful, because you're never by yourself. So it's always like easy to go and ask questions. You're never like, you don't really feel by yourself, even if you're not in your country or you're very far, like you always have someone that you can like talk to or spend time with. So it really helped, like being part of the team, of course.
And so then, as the season gets going and you start to make some appearances off the bench, you start to get through the more intense practices of the actual season rather than preseason. At what point how comfortable have you become now? Because obviously it's only been a few months since you've been here, and you're still obviously learning a lot just about the overall program and so on. But as the basketball season continues to ramp up, and then you've now gone through a few months of practices and have now kind of gotten used to how the day-to-day life is, comfortable have you gotten since you've gotten here?
I feel like right now I'm very comfortable. I have now my habits. I feel good with the team, with the coaches. We got to know like each other very good now. So I think, yeah, like now I'm feeling great in the team. And I feel like also like the way we are with the other girls, like we are really close to each other, like outside of the court, we can really spend time together. So I feel very good, like in this group, and yeah, very comfortable.
And so then you made your debut early November against Maine, and you played 16 minutes. You came off the bench, and you had a pretty good start to your career. You scored 9 points. You got 3 rebounds, and so, what was your mental state like ahead of that game? Because I can imagine that as the season begins, you're a little anxious, not really sure what your role may be, considering that you are a freshman, you're one of the newest members of the team. So before we get into actually how that game went, just in the build up to that first appearance, what was going through your mind? What were some of the messages that you were trying to keep internalized from Coach Reese, and just how were you feeling ahead of that?
I would say that I was a little bit stressed at first because it was like the first game. Like, I wanted to do good, like, for the team. But as the game arrived, I just wanted to enjoy, like, playing my first game with the girls, do my best, and try to help the team. So it's just, it was a good game. I mean, good starts, but, just like excited to play for the first time.
And so then after that, you get on the court, you get a couple buckets, you at that point the jitters, I would imagine, start to fade away a little bit as you realize, all right, you know what, now I've made my impact. I'm here. I've officially played for the University of Rhode Island. Following that game, knowing that that was the first of many appearances for Rhode Island, and you have a taste for what your role may be, or at least what your role will start out as here, What was different? How did it go from sort of anticipation and getting excited to now relief, in a sense, of knowing that you had finally played, that you feel good, that you were able to contribute and help your team win?
I don't think that it was very different. It's just, like, motivated me even more, like, to keep working and keep doing what I can to help the team, and having, like, good performances to help the team win going forward in the season.
And you play an interesting position as a forward, because especially considering the level of forward play that Rhode Island has had over the past few years, most notably like Maya Torre last season, she had an unbelievable year. And when she left, there was a bit of a hole that needed to be filled in the roster. And Hawa was the girl that stepped up, that she was going to be doing a lot of that. Honey transferring in, there was going to be a big role for her as well. But I'm curious, knowing that you were also going to be part of that sort of solution, that moving forward of trying to make up for the role that she had left and how the team was going to change with players like her leaving, how have players like Hawa, players like Honey, helped, I guess, almost teach you and mold you as this team goes on, knowing that you're a part of that forward core and will be one of the integral pieces in seasons down the line after Honey graduates, Hawa graduates, and so on?
So of course, Maya had a great season, and she really made an impact on this program, and I think that we can look at her like as an example for us. And also, like, having more experienced players such as Awa or Oni, it's really like helped me to feel good, because they really like, I really try to use their like experience, so that when I have questions, I'm always trying to ask questions. They also like make me better at practice when we play against each other. So I think I answered the question. I'm not sure.
Oh yeah, totally. And so now moving over toward like the coaching side of some of this stuff for a little bit. You talked about how different it is, and how that the way of running teams and the way that practices and so on are organized are way different in the U.S. than they are France. But I'm curious, from the different coaches that you've had throughout your basketball career to now, what makes Coach Reese stand out amongst the rest of that list? I mean, her eccentric personality is probably one of them, and her Americanized, I guess, way of coaching. But outside of that, what are some things that you've noticed from her, or even Coach Amadou and others on the staff that are working with her, that is different from other coaches that you've worked with?
Yes, of course, she has a lot of energy, but I think that's great for us and for the team, because it's just like force us to, as a team, to match our energy, whereas in practice or in the games. I also think that it's amazing, like, to have a coach with that career and like that, Like she has so much experience, especially like she just coaches during the Olympic, and that's very impressive. So I think yes, I would say like her energy, she's really like devoted to the team, and she's also like also always trying to help us by really take her time to like explain everything. And so like moving forward, we are trying to not like repeat the mistakes, so that's great.
And as this season has kind of gone on, it started somewhat poor, and now you guys have been able to bounce back. You're just under 500 after a difficult loss yesterday, but you're 2 games, you have a good home record, and things are starting to move in the right direction. But I can imagine that even before you came to URI, you had gotten a taste of the sort of standard that Coach Reese holds, because she is a very eccentric person, but does seem to hold her team and her players to a very high standard. And for those that have been around the program, seeing a record like this, where you're not like 5 or 6 games over 500, some are like, oh, well, this seems different. But as the season's gone on, you guys have picked up more difficult wins, and you're starting to mature a lot in these results and showing a lot more resiliency. So I'm curious, just as a newcomer that's learning about this team's culture and learning about what it means to be a Ram, what have you seen from your teammates this season, and in terms of how they respond to difficult games and difficult results, and how have they, and you all as a collective, sort of evolved and gotten better as this season has gone on?
I would say that, like, as you just said, the standards like from the coaches are very high, so we are trying like to always get better at practice, even if we had like a difficult start. I would say that all the girls are really motivated, and we have all the same goals. We want to perform and to win the championship. So of course it's been hard at the beginning, but I think that we showed that with work we are able to beat great teams, and I think that is coming from everybody, because even if it was not good at first, like everybody like got put the work in, like everybody did the extra effort to work out outside of the team practicing, to work hard during the team practices. So I think the fact that now we are winning more games, it comes from the fact that everybody is very focused on the goal, and it's kind of like relentless, like they are not giving up. So
And when everyone's bought in and everyone's really focused, usually that means results follow and wins come in. And as you win more games, more fans come into the Ryan Center to cheer you guys on. I'm curious, just how have you responded to playing in the Ryan Center in front of like a big crowd? Because I'm not sure what sort of crowds your club team would get, or your different club teams you would get out in France, but what has the change been like going from playing in front of maybe smaller crowds in France on the occasion, a big one when you were at your boarding school, to now where you're playing in front of a couple thousand people on a given night inside the Ryan Center?
I think that the coaches and also the players, they really like when we play at the Ryan Center, it's of course we want to win all the games, but when we play at the Ryan Center, we really want to give back to the fans that are always coming like every week. So it's really a point of like we have to give the fans like what they want and try to do our best and win the game, have great attitudes. So of course we love when there's a lot of people in the gym and we get to play in front of a lot of people. It's always fun and it's great.
And to kind of wrap things up a little bit, obviously you've been here for a short period of time, so it's not necessarily fair to say, oh, how have you changed in the 6 or 7 months that you've been here? But more in your case, I'm curious, what are some of the things that you're most looking forward to over the next couple of seasons while you're here in Kingston? Because I can imagine that as someone like yourself that's still trying to learn all they can about this new place and I imagine that you've been able to befriend a number of athletes, many that aren't on the basketball team, that have been telling you about different things about the university, about Rhode Island in general, about this part of the United States. But are there any things that you plan on doing or you're excited about that you get to experience over the next few months, even after the season ends?
Of course, I'm excited for the end of the season, the tournament. Of course, we are all looking for that. But yeah, I think I'm just starting to like keep going in the process, keep working out and just getting better as a player. So yeah.
And as like I've mentioned a bunch of times, but even so, it's still an interesting perspective that you have. As one of the youngest players on this team, one of the newest members of this program, you have the most, I wouldn't say pure, but probably the most potent insight, as it has just happened, as to how this, what this whole process is like, coming from France, going through the recruitment process, and becoming a part of this program. I'm just curious, what would be your message for friends, teammates, opponents of yours that are in the same position you were a few months ago, where you're deciding if you want to make that jump and pursue a collegiate career in the United States and to come to America and play college basketball? So what would be your message based off of the stuff that you've learned for people that are still going back and forth and trying to decide if this is the right thing for them to do?
You mean as an international player?
Yeah. Whether it's from France or from anywhere across the world, based off of what you've had to go through and kind of what you've learned through this entire experience, what would be your best message or best piece of advice for them as they try to figure out if this is something they also want to do?
I would say that don't hesitate, because it's really a great experience. And as I just said, like, it's great for like a stand of developing your basketball, but also, like, if you look, like, in general, it's just a great experience to, like, travel, discover new, like, culture, discover new people that you will probably never have met if you stayed in your own country, having a great education, being able to pursue a degree. It's just, like, a complete experience, and really, like, I would say it's a life experience, and it's great, even if it's hard, to be, like, far from your country, from your family. It's very different from what you used to. But I think it's just a great experience and something that if you have the opportunity to do that, maybe you should do.
All right. Well, Pamir, thank you so much for taking the time to share your story, share your experiences. I've learned a lot. I'm very much I thought that was very interesting, just kind of hearing what this process is like for even the current freshmen, because now as this season has progressed and past seasons have gone on, I've been looking to see what the new wave of talent is going to be like coming through, playing for the University of Rhode Island and really setting the pace for the future of this program. So it was very nice to hear all of that. And I mean, thank you again for taking the time to hop on.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Of course. And so everybody listening at home, thank you so much for tuning in. As always, you can tune in or pay attention on social media for updates at Marks or Marks Pod on Instagram and X. And until the next one, I'll see you guys then.